a ranching career in this desolate land. His motivations were unfathomable to the young man, who was forced to endure a long and tedious ride with Sloane's young son and the carpenter's two mischievous apprentices turned ranch hands. If only his father had hired seasoned farmhands, perhaps he wouldn't have been dragged to this unforgiving wilderness. The youngsters took great pleasure in tormenting anyone in their path, and Sloane, for reasons unknown, granted them ample leniency. Despite the young man's lack of response, a myriad of thoughts and emotions swirled within him, echoing his deep disdain for this ill-conceived journey into the unknown. He hated coming here. His father came riding back.
"Nothing here. We got to backtrack to find the tracks. I'll kill that damned beast."
He felt this was excessive. How many days would his father waste tracking a dumb animal? They followed the tracks, which led over the mountain range, and they found a path that allowed their horses to travel safely. Finn. Watching his son's play always made him smile. When he started this family, he never suspected he would have blissful nights like this. The wilderness was so dangerous, and a home like this was never expected. This life he created had only been a dream. He never thought he would find such joy in his life. Elsa's family was very possessive, so when they left to forge their own way, he thought it would be only hardship. The warm glow from the fire bounced shadows off the log walls. The house had been difficult to build, but worth it. It was only his two hands that created it. Elsa tried, but she was pregnant with William at the time, so she was only able to help with the smallest tasks. He had insisted upon that. Then William was born when they were nearly done. It slowed things even more, and their shelter, while he built, wasn't enough. Having an infant made things more complicated. Once the house was finished, he realized that he wouldn't have traded it for anything else. He felt so complete. While enjoying the musky smoke from his pipe, he watched his son's play. James had been a surprise. After his birth, William latched on to his little brother, and they became fast friends. Their favorite game was hide-and-seek. William was such a great big brother. He tolerated all of James's eccentricities. James was always at William's heels when he hid. He always encouraged his sons to feel confident in their young lives. Elsa sat across from him knitting, a typical family evening after dinner. They smiled at each other. Then, that picture-perfect moment shattered. There was yelling outside.
"Will, get Jimmy in his room,"
he said as he got up quickly to investigate, Elsa close behind him.
"Finn, what is it?"
Elsa said, concerned. James. The strange shout outside piqued his interest. He had only heard horses once before, but they were wild, so they avoided his home. William had taken him to see them in a field. Once a man began yelling, his brother herded him into the other room.
"Stay here, Jimmy. Don't come out,"
William said as he partially closed the door, leaving him alone in the dark. The sounds sparked his imagination, though. Boom! He dropped to the ground, fear punctuated by the loud sound. Nudging the door open, he peered around it. William stood at the window. He tried to slink up to him, but he could never sneak up on his big brother. William turned suddenly, facing him. He couldn't sense, but could see the concern his brother had. Suddenly, his brother knelt down, facing him with an uneasy smile.
"Hey, let's play a game."
There was something in his voice. It made him feel tense, yet the invitation to play was too enticing. William hustled him out the back door. He stayed right behind him.